FCBC, located at 120 21 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295 in the Mandarin community. Bible study at 9:30, worship at 10:30. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Please accept our apologies. We are experiencing some technical difficulties with the connection to Dr. Youngblood. We'll try to have that rectified for you soon. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how to say I'm sorry, but saying I'm sorry, we've had some serious technological issues today. So I'm going to try to regather the thoughts and get you back on track of where we are. We're talking about, what about the blood moons? This Friday, the 14th, there's supposed to be a blood moon. It is simply a solar eclipse, and that solar eclipse, it is part of God's prophetic text in relationship to God telling us what will be the beginnings of sorrows. The beginnings of sorrows, Matthew chapter 24, verses about 5 and following, talks about the different signs. After his disciples had asked him, what are the signs? Some of these signs, the false teachers, the false Christ, the wars and rumors of wars, the nation against nation, famines and diseases, earthquakes in various places. The scripture says, but these are the beginnings of sorrows. Then in Matthew and Luke 21:25, there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon earth, distress of nations with perplexities, the seas and the waves roaring. These are signs. Ladies and gentlemen, we can't take those signs, sensationalize them, and set dates as they did in 2014, 15, 16, and 17 with a group of sensational names, Jonathan Kahn, Mark Belts, and John Hagee, and others, setting up some kind of signs and trying to come up with the numbers for that. Mark Belts, for example, calculated the time and the date and the setting based on 9. He says, and I quote, this is back in 2014-15, it is akin to the number 6, 6 being the sum of the factors of 3 times 3 is 9, and 3 plus 3 is 6, and it is thus significant of the end of man and the summation of all man's works. Number 9 is therefore the number of finality and judgment. It is the factor of 666, where 9 times 74, the sum total of the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, 4,995, that's 5 times 999, therefore it's the finality of this world. And he goes on to talk about the blood moons, and the blood moons, and Jesus was supposed to come back September 2017, 2016 and 17. I've forgotten the dates, but that was some of the things that were being sensationalized. And we're seeing fewer of those voices today with this blood moon that's coming up just a few days. It's a total lunar eclipse. I'm looking at a headline I read earlier. The first of three significant blood moons hit this week, landing directly on Jewish holidays. It was John Hagee that said that these blood moons speak directly to Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible is not written just to Israel. The Bible, the Word of God, is written chronologically. The Word of God is given to us in context, and it's for the whole world to recognize. Matthew 24 and Luke 21, Mark chapter 13, are those eschatological prophetic texts in which God tells us what is going to be the things on His calendar. Listen, there are no signs to take place before the rapture of the church. After the rapture of the church, all of these signs that we're seeing now will start to be fulfilled during the days of the tribulation. For example, I'll read this and then we'll take our next caller. Revelation chapter 6, verse 12 and following. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. The stars of heaven fell into the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heavens departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and every island were moved out of their places, etc., etc. So, ladies and gentlemen, if we're going to take part of a text and say that it's what is happening today, why not take the balance of it? I don't see the heavens scrolling back. I don't see a star falling from heaven, as the scripture talks about. Ladies and gentlemen, it's because these events that's talked about in the eschatological text of Revelation are events that will take place during the days of the tribulation. What you see in the Joel text are those things that will take place after the days, the wrap-up of the days of the tribulation, before the great final day of the final days of the tribulation, when the Battle of Armageddon shall take place. We need to look at the Bible chronologically, contextually, and understand what God's Word is saying, and not jump to conclusions of what God's Word is not saying. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go with your question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood.
Yes.
Yes, sir. You are so correct, because I was listening to, I think, John Hagee had Lindsay. But then, you know, the word tells me, like you saying, Matthew 24, a certain thing is going to have to happen before Christ come back. The church is going to have to be raptured, number one. And number two, there's no sign, no man can tell you a sign. Jesus said he don't even know when he's coming back.
That's exactly right. Oh, that's exactly right, and that is the reason we need to be very, very careful. I am delighted when I see these things happening. We simply need to look at it. Maybe I'm being oversimplistic with it. We need to simply look at it and recognize that these events that are taking place globally, geologically, astrologically, and celestially, these are signs that God is sovereign. God has the whole world in his hand, and God is just simply giving us a glimpse of what he is saying in the scripture that we might understand the future days. By the way, I remind our listeners again, these things are taking place. These things that will ultimately come to fruition that we are seeing signs of now will take place after the rapture of the church, after the believers, those that are Bible saved, blood bought, washed again through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we're snatched out of this old world, and these things will take place after that. In fact, in Luke's Gospel 21, verse 25, these things shall be signs in the sun and the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, the distress of nations with perplexities, the seas and the waves roaring. And then it talks about in verse 28 of that same chapter, when we see these things taking place, look up, lift up our heads, for our redemption draweth nigh. It is God's indication that we're in the last of the last days, and we need not to be fearful, but it's God's indication of the last days so that man can be ready, and that being ready is saying yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. Not to come up with some sensational numerology and come up with something that is antithetical to the Word of God, but looking at God's Word as being the roadmap that God is giving us. Kenneth, I'm going to read a brief portion of an article to get your take on it.
Yes,
Blood Moon, lunar eclipse arrives this week. How and when to watch? The full Blood Moon in March will be extra special. This Friday, a total lunar eclipse is expected to turn the moon into a visible glowing red color, sometimes called a blood moon. Although the space show, will take place late at night, it should be visible to most of the U.S. and North America. Here's when and how to watch this blood moon. While eclipses may feel like rarities, this is the key I want to say. They come around throughout the year in different forms and different sites and scenes around the globe. There are solar eclipses and lunar eclipses, partial eclipses and total eclipses. The March event is a total eclipse thanks to the position of the sun, the earth, and the moon in relation to each other. Earth will drape its shadow over the moon until the moon is blanketed by a darkest part of the shadow. This doesn't blot out the moon. It simply creates a change in color. And the point being, the article goes on to talk about that this blood moon cannot be seen at the same time around the globe. What we will see is not what others will have seen or will see in the future from this same blood moon, as it's called, a solar, a lunar eclipse. So I think that we need to, Kenneth, my point is, I think we need to settle down as citizens, as those that are earth dwellers, and recognize that God is sovereign, God's on the throne, and God's saying, listen up, look up, I'm in control. What say you?
Dr. Youngblood, you're dead on point. You are right, because he controls everything. Like you said, I think it was Al Gore talking about climate change and all this kind of crap. No, God is in control, not the politicians. And I think Crazy Joe was talking about, well, we're going to have to put another, in other words, expand the government to check this out. No, you cannot control what God controls. His mind is not our mind. His thoughts are not our thoughts. So I don't know.
Absolutely. All we know is, based on And all we can say, Kenneth, is what the Word of God says. We can't say any more, any less. I've always said when God's Word is silent, we need to be silent. But God's Word spells it out pretty clearly. We need to recognize chronologically, we're in the last days. We're seeing signs of the last days. There are no signs for the rapture of the church. The rapture of the church is the next thing on God's calendar. And then all of these things, these signs, will come to fruition that he's just telling us about for the future that will take place. And I've put it this way. This is a sign from God. These are part of his signs that's seen in the scripture. This is an indication that one day this old world will wrap up. It's a sign that's pointing to what God is telling us to look out for so that we can be ready to meet him in the air. That's the key to it. I emphasize that for our listeners, that we need to be ready as Christians. We need to say yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord if we're not saved. Kenneth, thank you so much, brother, for your call. God bless you.
Thank you.
We need to keep looking up. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Ladies and gentlemen, the telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, going back to the text in Joel chapter 3, we'll read some text there to validate what I'm trying to get us to understand in relationship to the time frame. Joel chapter 3, verse 12, let the heathen be wakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there will I sit to judge the heathens around about. Put in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, go ye down, for the press is full, the vats overflow, for their wickedness is great. Verse 14 and 15, we're in Joel 3. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near. It is in the valley of decision. The sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. For the Lord shall roar out of Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem, etc., etc. That's in the days of this final battle that we call the Battle of Armageddon. They'll be fought in the Valley of Jehoshaphat and in the Valley of Jezreel, in the Valley of Decision, as it's called in Joel, the third chapter, the verses that I just read. We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that God's in control, and God's warning us through his these signs ever so carefully, ever so directly. He's warning us of what can take place and what shall take place in the last days. We need to be aware of that. But we cannot follow the popularity and the sensationalism that others want to use. It was back in the earlier time, 2014, 15, 16, 17, John Hagin, Blitz, Belts, B-I-L-T-Z, and Irvin Baxter, as well as Jonathan Kahn, all claimed to have gotten their basic data from NASA, and then they started fighting over who gave the information, who published the information, who's right and who's wrong, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't need false prophets today. We need those that are going to look at the Word of God in context and interpret it and tell us what is taking place. The Scripture says in 2 Timothy 4, 3 and 4, for the time will come when they will not endure, that is to put up with and listen to sound doctrine, but after their own lusts, cravings, desires, shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables, mythology, fiction, fables. God warns us of false teachers throughout the Scripture. He warned Israel of false teachers, the Jewish people. Jeremiah 5:31, the prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. Matthew 7:15 is a corollary in the New Testament. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. The word raven and wolves talk about the deadly, dangerous, destructive. Matthew 24:24 says, and there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they should deceive the very elect. But ladies and gentlemen, the point that I make, we need to look at what God's Word says, look at it in context, and not based on what somebody wants to say that it says when it doesn't. I go back to the article that I read, the headlines earlier. First of three significant blood moons hit this week, landing directly on Jewish holidays. This particular writer talks about the blood moons, and he talks about the fact as he is setting dates and making determinations on what it means based on it supposedly falling on Jewish holidays. And it goes on to talk about what is a blood moon, and then it concludes with saying, then the third blood moon will arrive on Purim, March 23rd, 2026. It will be visible for nearly 6 hours from Asia to parts of North America. Christian leaders who study biblical prophecy, like Pastor Hagee, have contended for years that the blood moons portend significant events for Israel and the Middle East. Ladies and gentlemen, the Word of God is for the globe, for the world. Not just for Israel, not just for the Middle East, not just with signs for Israel. It might be signs indicating something about Israel if you want to look at other texts and conclude that. But ladies and gentlemen, we'll look at what it's talking about with the lunar eclipse, the full lunar eclipse that's about to take place where we can see in this part of the world. They will not be able to see, not be able to see it all over the world. And God's Word says, when it's talking about Jesus and His return, after the rapture of the church, after the 7 years of the tribulation, after these events have already taken place, the blood moons, etc., 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 then the Scripture says that the Lord Jesus, Matthew 24:27, when He returns, that there will be, it will be visible as the lightning shines from the east to the west, also shall it be with the coming of the Son of Man. Ladies and gentlemen, it won't be something to be seen in just part of the world. It'll be something that will be seen all over the entire globe. Let me read that text for you. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. And it goes on to say, verse 30 of that text in Matthew 24, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in the heavens, and then shall all the tribes mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And He shall send His angels a great sound of the trumpet, and they shall gather together the elect from the four corners, four winds, one from end of heaven to the other. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the prophetic signs that God gives us in His Word. We fail to understand if we're going to have the recognize the sign, we can't pluck out of it part of it, just as in the Revelation chapter 6 text, it talks about, and the stars shall fall from the earth, fall to the earth, upon the earth, and even as the fig casteth their untimely figs, shaken by the mighty wind. And the heavens shall depart as a scroll. It is rolled by. Listen, it's talking about when these things come to fruition, not just the sign, but when it comes to fruition, chronologically, contextually, we shall see these signs all coming together at once and not just seeing a lunar eclipse and saying that that's the end of the world. God's coming. Jesus Christ is coming back, and then start date setting. That is the problem that we've seen in the past. That is the problem that some have today. This article wraps up, says, the last time a tetrad, that's four blood moons, took place was from 2014-2015, and all four of those eclipses landed directly on Jewish holidays, coming as the world endured the shocking and horrific rise of ISIS, the highly controversial Iran nuclear deal, and the previous Israeli war with Hamas. Ladies and gentlemen, these things are taking place continually. It's not something where you could conclude that because we have war in Ukraine, a war in Russia, a war with Hamas, a war with ISIS, that somehow, some way, that is linked to this particular blood moon or solar or lunar eclipse. These are signs in general that we see and recognize, and it should cause every human being listening to say yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord while we have opportunity to do so. Ladies and gentlemen, simply put, we must recognize God's in charge, God's in control. It's not Mother Earth or Mother Nature, it's Father God. And simply saying, God is saying, I'm in charge. Look up, lift up your heads, for I am going to draw you to me in the very near future as saved people in the rapture of the church. Thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3 91.7 and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM. We